Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Eric playing Cosmo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing Toluga.
All right, last one was a barn burner. Let us do a recap and get right back into it. Last time on Dicey Situations. The Battle of the Bands kicked off with a bang as our heroes competed against Conviction and Krizik's followers. Damien began his terrible tune and activated the crowd's bracelets while turning the crystalline firebelly dwarves against the Chaos Crew. Fending off Conviction's street team and Krizik's clerics, combat ensued on stage while a battle for the crowd began between Damien and Cosmo. Glebnor was able to use his bouncy body as a cannon to launch Toluga into the floating platform to battle Gideon, while Theo used his new dual pistols to back up Reggie against the street team. Tapping into his infernal legacy, Cosmo sprouted a pair of devilish wings and was able to fly out of the silent sphere and rock the crowd. As the Battle of the Bards really heated up between Cosmo and Damien, the Chaos Crew came face to face with the traitorous Felix and another Azure Scale cleric. Working together to overpower Krizik's faithful, our gang of misfits were finally able to defeat the Stormcallers and their plot to control the Ebonden. Needless to say, they left the crowd with a performance they will never forget. With their enemies slain and their pants soiled, we join the Chaos Crew on stage at the Ruby Rocks Amphitheater. Boys, what a show.
Someone get a mop.
Yeah.
I'll say you can see that already there are fire genasi, like abjuration wizards and dwarven wizards going through the crowd, casting prestidigitation to unsoil everyone's pants.
Yeah, a lot of cleanup.
Everyone, just stay calm, stay calm. There's just all these
form a line.
Cosmo still hovering above, like holding a fucking over his face. Yeah.
Sick wigs.
Thanks, guys. Oh, man, I forgot I had those.
As you come to a landing on the stage...
I gotta get a new jacket, but...
Yeah, you turn around, there's just we two got huge holes.
Yeah.
We got that guy, the fucking praying mantis.
Oh, yeah, we got a fucking tailor that...
You could make a stop to see Shred.
Yeah. For flavor, sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, goddamn, that was such cool combat.
Shreds threads.
Yeah, you guys are all now
local
on the
Taylor,
stage.
That's the one.
The crowd is still pretty confused, but elated. They got to see not only a dynamite performance, but also so much brutal combat. There's like people in the front row that are covered in like, you know,
what?
Storm
covered in
blood.
What?
Well, more than just blood.
Yeah,
the first couple rows in particular are
it's like a Gallagher show.
One brain.
Bring a poncho, folks.
Why am I like this?
And at this point, you can now see that floating geomance platform with the king floats down and locks in with the stage. And this burly dwarven king comes off and is like, "Hell of a show! Hell of a show! Thank you for all you've done here. I'm going to need a lot of explanation, though, because that was fucking insane."
Your Majesty, yeah, we have got a lot to tell you.
Okay. Yeah,
so much. When did that goatman show up?
Yes, Gideon. He arrived a few months ago. He was trying to broker a deal between us and Windmere.
Months ago?
Yes.
That's right around the time I noticed things started to get lame around here.
Hmm.
And he looks over at the crumpled crown that he took off his head.
Supposed to be a gift from Windmere. They were trying to clearly garner some kind of a...
They're trying to brainwash you.
They were trying to brainwash me. And I almost fell for it. And if it hadn't been for all of you, me and all of my soldiers would have been at the hands of that storm god.
You're welcome.
Can't have
so
it.
Glad you held to the tradition of Battle of the Bands, Your Majesty.
There was one thing that was ever present in my mind, and that was making sure that my people had a rocking good time. All right.
See why I live down here, guys?
Please, introduce yourselves. And he kind of steps up. He goes to you, Toluga. You little fellow that was launched up there to help me. Who are you? I am King Magni. Magni Ebonshield.
Predator Hanshin. I am Toluga Ploopleen, Bapu Gol, and Plope Bleebly.
I did not understand any of those words. But the confidence you said them in makes me think those are all good.
Very good.
Are you from Slubeldrip?
Yeah, Slubeldrip, way up top there.
Fishing village.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I see there's more of your Kuotoa in the crowd there, and you can see waving from the crowd is Mean Gene and Ma Mean.
That's our son!
Just that's my mom and dad.
Oh, that's great. And my gooey friend.
Son, introduce yourself.
Glebnor Glekalak, Plupluplin, champion of Bleebly, my liege.
He's just like nodding. He's like, I heard champion. The rest of it, I don't know if you were. Again, thank you very much. I saw you launch your friend here to protect me.
It's my dad.
Schlebnor, come meet Glebnor.
I'm going to use my tattoo to clone him.
Wait, son, quick, pamphlet this man.
Schlebnor walks off the platform and is like, thanks, congratulations. Oh, whoa. You look so handsome.
Right back at you, big boy.
Looking at you. I'll take a pamphlet, sure.
Read it.
Okay.
Read it.
Right now.
Okay, yeah. And then Blee was, okay, born of the swamp. Interesting. Just going over the pamphlet. Yeah, it sounds great.
Awesome, right?
You were putting holes in all those people. Impressive as shit. He goes to shake your hand.
Shake his hand. Bleebly, god of guns.
Ah, the Bleebly.
Oh, yes.
Great.
Man of the people.
God of the people.
And,
Pleeple.
You, young man, a champion of our city. Who are you?
I've been swept up in this group's mission to liberate the Krizik Scourge.
Okay.
They've brought me nothing but virtue and fortune as I've met up with them.
Make a persuasion check.
It's true, though.
None of it's a lie.
That's why he's asking for persuasion, all not right, deception.
Well. Oh, that's a dirty 20.
Ooh.
It seems like it. You were all able to defeat them, and if your rock and tune hadn't counteracted...
Inspired by this group.
Your magic counteracted their magic perfectly. Your name, son?
Cosmonos Kilroy. I go by Cosmo.
Cosmo Kilroy of Acid Splash?
Oh, you're a fan!
Oh, of course, yeah.
Well, I had to kill my rhythm guitarist, but...
Oh, yeah, I see that.
So, we're gonna rebrand, but... Your Majesty, I'll send you the demo tape of the new project.
Unbelievable, perfect. Okay, we have a lot to talk about, young man. Please, come with me, guards. Let's make our way back to the Crystal Palace.
I'm gonna lean over to Theo, like, I knew he was fucking cool, man.
Yeah.
You were great.
Man, this is such a cool king.
Right?
King Ebon Shield. Again, this stocky crystalline dwarf and his little collection of soldiers and guards. They lead you through the crowd. He's kind of waving at people as they're getting cleaned up with these prestidigitation spells. It'll be even better next year. I don't think we're going to top that.
Personally, King, that was the best show I've ever played.
And as you guys are led to this crystal palace, you can see in the crowd, your family pushes up. And amongst them also, you see Gammy Green's like, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I shit my britches.
Hell yeah, Gammy.
I was too close. That tune was rocking.
That sounds like a common occurrence for her, though.
My mouth's dry, but unfortunately not everywhere else sometimes.
How are you still dry, Gammy?
I don't know. It's damp down here, but I'm trying. Okay.
Chronic.
It's all that tanning.
You can see Yarno kind of pushes through the crowd. He has some of the kobolds with him and some of these little sneaky-looking crow folk. It's like, yeah, that was fucking awesome.
Is my boy there?
You make a perception check.
Yeah, well, you have to roll for his stealth, too.
I do have to roll it. Let's see here. Come on, give me one.
All right, I'm going to roll perception,
you first.
Too.
16.
19.
Gort's best roll couldn't even...
I know. This is the highest he's ever rolled.
Gorty!
Gort? So as you guys are walking by through the crowd's parting, all your allies are kind of like following in this kind of like little trail with you, and as you pass
Crud's taqueria. It looks like the back of Crud, but he turns around and it's a Gort dressed like Crud. It's a very Gene Parmesan situation.
I've been here the whole time.
And Crud's like behind him and he's like, I've also been here. It's not a good disguise. It just looks like we're brothers.
He's terrible at making tacos.
You didn't put any staples in any of these sandwiches.
Is Bouncicles following?
Bouncicles in tow. You see Bouncicles has a big axe over his shoulder. And as he's walking, can I get a religion check from the group?
Can I guidance my route?
You can give yourself a guidance. Yeah, sure.
Oh, flat 20.
One.
Excuse me. 15.
A 2 minus 1 for yeah. 1.
12.
11. So close to an at.
Who's highest? 15?
Me. Yep. 15.
These guys don't notice it, but as Bouncicles is walking after them, you hear him kind of say under his breath, I swear my oath to Bleebly and all who follow him, this was a fine day. The first paladin of Bleebly, the oath of Bleebly, has guys, now been made.
I think your religion's starting to take off, man.
You're darn tootin'.
Yeah, dude. I think Bouncicles is like really fucking on board.
Cool, because let's quick sidebar. I like pull Cosmo. It started off on a lot of bullshit. I push him away.
Dude, that's how any good thing starts.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you guys basically have, it's like a little parade back to the castle. There's lots of people still that are really focusing on their pants. But your group, a little, you know, bit of the, there's Kuatoa, there's some kobolds, there's a couple of the dwarven
main plupluplines coming.
Yes, I'll say mommy
Gulp.
Me and Jean Gulp.
Uncle Gulp is like
the kazoo band on stage. They're right up with us.
Yeah, they're doing a like little kazoo chorus as you guys are walking through the city.
What is the pathway like?
I'll just say you guys are just walking through the streets of the Ebon Den.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to...
Yeah, there's like people leaning out windows and cheering. Yeah.
I want to push Frick into some trash cans.
Son!
Give me an athletics check.
Can I do the same to the shadow?
Oh my god.
11? Okay. Just 11. A little shove.
And mine was 14.
Frick got a nat 1. I don't know what's going on.
It was fucking...
The shadow got a nat 20.
What the fuck?
He's learning!
Why is it only when I fuck with him?
You go to push Gort, and then you realize that Gort, like, he just ducks out of the way quickly, and then you accidentally, with Glebnor, you both shove Frick. He slams into a trash can,
and I, like,
hard.
Push him down further yeah. into it.
Like, ah, come on, never guys. Gonna forget.
No, come yeah, on, get over
you know
it.
What? Yeah, fuck him.
We won the day. Everything worked out fine.
We?
No thanks to you.
I was helping. You should have seen me over there.
Gulp's like, he was not helping.
He was not.
He was
him.
Cowering and he was fussing quite a bit, but I was.
Those drugs suck, dude.
And there's this big parade of your insane allies make their way through the Ebon Den. You finally get to the palace.
On the way there, can I at some point ask Glebnor to carry me on his back so I can tinker with the judge's sentence to get it working again?
Yeah, you're completely
climb aboard.
You're completely ignoring all of the fanfare and all the nonsense. Yeah. You're just trying to fix this stupid
singular focus. He's a great
like,
god.
In Theo's mind, ever since seeing Executioner's hand, the other gun, his gun has been malfunctioning.
It's just jealous.
And so, like, I'm like on your back. Just
I'm gonna call back to the swamp. We got the deck, the grab bar. Get yeah. on.
I'm just like there, just like this.
Can I
gotta improve on this
persuade the Chaos crew to put on their pamphlets moving forward to listen to, what did I decide my new band was called?
I believe it was...
Something Whip.
Unearthly Chorus.
Yes, Unearthly Chorus. Can I, do I have persuasion or will they just do that?
Up to you guys.
Dog.
Only if you spread the word of Bleebly in your concerts.
Of course, that's like... Are you kidding me? Like, that's what my deal. Songs moving forward are going to be about.
I don't know what your songs are going to be like.
Well, I'm telling you now as
all right,
Cosmo.
Yeah, hold on. I whip out a pamphlet. I just start etching the name.
Put it on all.
Daddy, get the template ready.
Yeah, for the press.
Can I get a perception check from the group as you guys are still making your way up to the palace?
Would I do it at disadvantage since I'm focusing on the gun?
Sure.
Dirty 10. 20.
I have a net 1.
Trips. Slips on a banana peel from trash.
Stands back
13.
Up.
Toluga, you can see kind of pushing through the crowd that is kind of gathered at the side of this little parade to kind of let you guys get up. Doreen pushes through the crowd and is like, I saw the performance. It was amazing. I just had to run home and change real quick. But undeniable. It was incredible.
You mean it, Doreen?
That was great. I loved how you beheaded Damien. That was interesting. I wasn't really expecting that.
I loved how I did that too.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to just...
answer your kill problem. Your fucking former band member? Yeah.
Sometimes violence is the only answer. And I, you know, great job, boys. And she's
God, Doreen, we've always been on the
wait,
same.
Doreen, I think I'm going to take Bouncicles with me.
We got a replacement.
Listen, Bouncicles has been gone for a whole week. You're telling me you're taking him for more? What am I going to do without a bouncer?
Doreen, see me?
Yeah?
See the guy who looks exactly like me?
Sure, yeah.
He's super into the scene. Bet he'd work for cheap. Because he's rich from being a royalty.
Are you pointing to the...
Schlebnor.
Schlebnor.
Nephew to the king?
So he's going to give up being a prince and be a bouncer at my club?
Not giving up. You can't be both.
He's going to moonlight as a bouncer while also being a prince?
Bouncicles is like the only minotaur in the...
Better way...
Evenden.
To get close to that, like, scene.
I just, you know, maybe talk to him about it first, and we'll see.
We got this.
I don't even know if Schlebnor's from here, but yeah, that's great. Okay. Really proud of you boys. Just wanted to say hi. Enjoy the palace.
We will.
Thanks, Dory.
Bye, Dory.
Thank you.
And you see Bouncicles is like, I will return to my post soon. I just must see this journey through.
Understand, Bouncicles.
Follows you guys into the palace as well. Bouncicles does look a little fucked up still. He's still kind of hurting.
Yo, Reggie, you got any temp HP for this?
Oh, that's a good
wait,
call.
Reggie, I got this one.
Wait, Meemaw's here.
I'm going to slap so Bouncicles on his back and give him a good ol'.
Hold on. Pump the brakes.
What? I'm just
can't Meemaw mass cure wounds us?
If anything, the Plope should heal the first paladin of Bleebling.
Sure, but the Plope's mother can really help us all.
The Plope's mom's gonna help.
Mommy.
It's just so funny to picture like,
Meemaw,
like
mommy.
The Pope having to call his mom and be like, all the Catholics are mad.
It's okay, sweetie.
I don't know why she's from Jersey.
I do that voice for moms every time. I don't know why.
It's the mom voice.
Yeah.
It's the mom voice.
You see that as you heal Bouncicles, he puts a hand on your shoulder and is like, you fought so well today, my friend. And he's going to use Lay on Hands to give you 5 hit points. Because he is now a level 1 paladin in the Faith of Bleebly.
Oh, hell yeah.
I rolled an 11. I rolled max on the game.
Oh!
On bounce.
There is a legitimate, real, holy Bleebly energy in this crowd as you guys patch your wounds up with a little bit of magic here. And as you enter the Crystal Palace, it is this obsidian black palace at the center of the city. These giant gates open. And again, there's just all these people are cheering wildly for the whole crowd's kind of gone nuts with this Bleebly fervor. How many followers are we at right now?
540.
That's too many. I don't like that. And your entire party in this small parade is let in. You can see at a certain point, most of the Kuotoa, because there's like probably 40 or 50 of them that came with you, they all kind of wait outside as this... I guess it's kind of like a war room is almost set up.
Ooh.
As you are brought in with Uncle Gulp, Mean Gene. You see Yarno comes in with you guys as well.
Leaders.
The leaders kind of this your new rebellious...
Crusade.
I think there's no other way to really put it. You can see the king brings you all into this big room. There's a huge stone table in the center of the room. And there is a big map of Aeona on the board. You can see that it's two levels. There's one map that shows the surface world and one map that shows the Underdark. It's like, come on in, please. We have a lot to talk about. He's going to slide a chair up and sit down. And he motions to all of you and your party to sit.
Okay.
What do you got, Klebnor? Give me crazy eyes.
I'd like to help add to his map.
Okay. What would you like to do?
I have the map. Location of Yeageron, so I should be able to have the sky portion of this map, no?
You want to put the map down for Yeageron?
As long as I can make a copy.
Yeah, you can make a copy. Who has the map right now?
I feel like that's important information
me?
We keep.
Why can't we let our new friends know about Yeagaron?
I mean, we know that they're against Krizik at... Well, we assume they're against Krizik at this point, but we don't know what their endgame is.
Could I throw all our spaghetti at
their intentions out of them?
Let me make an insight check. If you guys want to kind of get a
insight?
Vibe here. Yeah.
Insight check?
Insight's kind of like how you're... It's kind of, insight check I always kind of consider like a vibe check, really, more than anything.
God.
18.
Nat 1.
15.
Nat 20.
Again.
The blue Cosmo's please.
Just like...
Never been in the palace, wide-eyed.
Nat 20 insight.
On a nat 20 insight, you can tell that the king seems very genuine in his appreciation. So with a nat 20, you know that the Firebelly Dwarves of the Ebon Den have the most powerful military in the Underdark. They are dynamite allies to have. They're not as great at fighting on the surface. They all do have the sunlight sensitivity trait. But with a military this size, on the side of Bleebly, you could really do some real work in Aeona. But you don't get any... With a nat 20, there is no impression you're getting from this that these people want anything more than to help you in your new effort. And as the king sits down, Schlebnor pulls up a chair next to him and sits down as well. What would you guys like to do? He's kind of like leaving. He's like, please, tell me what is happening and how I can help fight our common enemy.
Well, the Krizik believers are crusading. Like, literally, they just went to Tidigal and destroyed the ass.
I'm going to need you to explain that for me.
Well, I lived in the ass of a giant robot that was dead.
Okay.
Pop up. What?
Pop up.
What?
Sidebar?
Sidebar!
Sidebar!
You're doing a... Okay, yeah, sure.
In Celestial.
Yeah.
Should we get Grandpa to maybe tell him a little bit of history? We're kind of dumb.
What? I'm dumb?
No, not you, Dad. Me. <Yeah. laughs>
To go from following. The absurd confidence of having a parade in your name to being like, am I dumb? It's just so insane to me.
We're not explaining the situation good. It's all a lot of ass talk, which I love. Because I love it in the ass.
We loved it in the ass.
Right, carry on. Keep telling them about the ass.
You were saying about the mechanical ass.
I'm going to take a page from my son's book and just let my dad explain this one.
Excuse me. Hi. Gene Plu Plu Pleen.
We call him Teeny Genie.
Or Mean Gene.
Or Pop Pop.
Mean Gene looks over at you, Theo, and he's like, Bleebly?
I pat him on the shoulder. Just joking. We don't call him that.
Lucky you're a god.
That makes some dynamite chowder.
A fine chowder if anyone would like to have a slurp. I brought a canteen somewhere here.
This is my brother. This is Gulp, chief of Sloobledrip. The little scrawny one is my nephew. We are refugees from Tidigal. I know Tidigal. It is the southern druid grove.
Yes, it was... unfortunately, destroyed by Krizik's followers and their crusade. We fled into the Underdark. My son and his friends here led us there. And we were able to escape and make our way to your city. We did not know that there were already a Krizik plot inside the Ebon Den to, it seems like, not only destroy our village, but maybe take over your city.
And you see a little Yarno puts his finger up.
Yeah, excuse me, Yarno, just kind of a guy, really. I also am from Tidigal. They're on a crusade, it seems like, trying to gain followers. That's why they took such offense to the Kuatoa as god makers. They can't really seem to be having any kind of competition. We need allies if we're going to fight Krizik, though. I'm sure you realize now they're kind of, they're the dominant religion, and if they're crusading, we're kind of fucked. Sorry, I'll let you guys get at that. I want to really just kind of hammer in how fucked we are if we don't kind of all work together on this.
Would Yarno have garnered any information from being with the Kenku?
What kind of information are you thinking?
You know, like fucking Game of Thrones. What the hell's the guy's name with the little birds?
Varys, right?
No. Varys? Whatever. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Yes. Yeah.
He's got little birds, is my point.
They are birds.
Yes.
And they aren't little. They're kind of big.
Literal little like birds.
Almost grotesque.
From some of the connections I've made in your great city, it seems that it's not only are they going on this crusade, but they're at war with the nations in the Great Valley.
This is true. I have heard reports from the surface that Windmere is at war with Magria. The nation states, even though they may be fighting amongst themselves half the time, they have seemed to all coalesce around battling against Krizik. I have heard tales from my information that there are many battles going on along the Great Wall of the Maelstrom. Something has changed with the storm, and I believe that may be what has started all of this.
What changed with the storm?
And why is Krizik so salty?
That I don't know.
Is it weaker? Is it bigger or smaller? Do you have any type of insight into...
I heard that there were battles all along the border between Krizik's faithful and a coalition of troops from a city called Jaegermann.
It's up to you, yeah, if you want to. It's your map.
Yeah, I mean, you have the map, so it's your decision.
What's that, Gooman?
I might be able to find us Jaegermann.
The stories are true. Jaegermann is up in the clouds. I don't know how you'll be finding it.
Map case?
Is that a map case?
In my torso? There's a lot of stuff in my torso. Don't worry about it. I tried.
You're like transparent. They can see what's in your torso.
Semi-transparent.
Still has the feather beard, though.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I haven't sneezed yet.
Okay.
You look insane.
First of all, I'm an exact copy of Schlebnor. So whatever his hairstyle is, that's feathers.
It's like a little mohawk, a little feathery mohawk.
I love it.
Badass.
He's like, oh yeah, metal's cool. And he like did that.
What is this map?
It supposedly will show us the location of Jaegermann, which apparently moves.
And as you place the map out on the table... thank you for the map, Foley. That was unbelievable. Unfurling noises. The magic of this map lights up, and this moving chart comes up off of it. In the air, swirling over the table now is... So now you have basically three maps. One of underneath Aeona, one of the top side of Aeona, and now you have a map of the sky. And you can see a little dot moving across ley lines.
Oh, it's moving.
Over
okay.
Magria.
Excellent.
Interesting.
Is there any way you can help us get up? I know you're underground people, and this is a stupid question.
Couldn't be further from the sky.
Big cannon.
Just...
Do you guys
right
have
up there.
Big cannon?
We do not have a big cannon. I don't really know what a cannon is, if I'm being totally honest with you.
Glebdon,
shoot tube.
Can you show him what a cannon looks like?
Remember during the show?
Oh, that? Yeah, we don't have that. No, I'm sorry.
Sad noises.
Everybody make a history check real quick. And Toluga, you can make it with advantage.
I'm going to need that.
It's a 6.
11.
Can I guidance wise?
14.
Sure can.
16.
Okay. You remember going through your Dwarven history book, and there were parts that stuck out to you that the Firebelly Dwarves did not get involved in the Great War. They had kind of stayed underground and kind of hunkered down while the rest of Aeona went to war with the machines. And you see that he's definitely, as this great king is kind of mulling over these things, he looks at you, kind of stands up and goes...
My great-grandfather was a powerful king, but he led our people into cowardice. We stayed below the ground. We didn't want anything to do with the world. And we thought as long as we stayed down here enough, shored up our defenses, the world's problems would never come. It's clear now that the world's problems are at my door. and I will not make the mistake of my forefathers.
Yeah, I read about that.
It's a darker part of our history.
Now is the time to ally.
This is a city full of dark history. And he looks over at the tiefling sitting at his table.
Bastard offspring.
This city has always had a conflicted relationship with power. And what we would do to attain it, to protect it. You saved me, my family, and my city today. And I am offering the power of the Firebelly to you. If you are going to go on this great grand crusade, you will have the support of the Ebon Den at your back.
Oh, hell yeah.
He takes a black obsidian sending stone out of a little case he has.
This will go right to me. When the time comes, the Ebon Den will be there.
And he slides a black crystal over to you, Taluga.
That's fair. I was going to ask for it, too.
Yeah, you should hold on to that.
No drunk dialing or anything, though. Just like important situations.
No promises on that one.
Yeah, that's fair. And you see little mommy kind of like,
oh, we're having the meeting. Good. Okay.
She's way late to this. She's kind of zoning out during it.
My people, our wardens, we fought as hard as we could to protect the Kuwatoa. We were unable to really do it. We lost our grove. But I believe that together, much like Tidagol was built of a collection of refugees working together to make a home, I believe that the world once more can work together to fight off this threat. If the clerics of Krizik want to destroy Yona and bend its knee, then I'm here to stand up. And let's do this. Oh yeah, Belshi, back me up here.
Belshi is just like, oh yeah, sure, great. He just kind of just like giving a thumbs up next to Jamie.
All right, we need allies. That's the big plan. So Yegoron's on the table, if we can find it.
It's right there, and I just point at the. Now it's there.
Now your Majestiness.
Yes,
I have an idea, man. If it would be cool with you, if you could fund a project that I have in mind, man. Okay. Like, check it out. So, I will spread the word. Don't make me break. If I could spread the word of like Bleebly and Theo and Glebnor and all these, I mean, I've been riding with these guys, man. And if you could,
you just see Taluga like.
Taluga, obviously, he's the plope. If I could, like, you know, go around, like, maybe a tour of some kind, and, like, you know, bring my homies, like, Kimmy and Spud, then we could emphasize the effort to against the Krizziks.
I see what you're saying.
Through music.
We could use the music that was so influential in helping free this
city. We won Battle of the Bands.
You sure did.
Was there prize money?
It's more like a reputation thing more than anything, really.
We got a shit ton of rep, son.
Fuck yeah.
So, like, if we could ride that wave, man, especially, like, kind of winners wave of Battle of the Bands, I think that might contribute a lot to the effort that everyone's talking about here, man.
Nephew, you see Schleppner's like, yes, uncle? You're going to return home soon. And it's going to take you quite a while to travel back to the Ebon Wall. Would you be willing to take a small band of musicians with you to spread word down there to the other Dark Dwarves? Of course! Yeah, I'm heading back there now. We could go on tour!
Schlebno, where do you play?
I could be the band manager. Handle the snacks and just accommodations.
Oh, dude, I love snacks.
Great, yes. Schlebno, the manager. I like it.
Yeah, like, great we ring could, to it. We could be a three-piece. I could handle rhythm and lead. Like,
unbelievable. Okay, all right, so Minus the small musical act we're kind of planning here.
As like the smallest part of this conversation.
Middle of the war room.
He's looking at all these different troop movements and all this shit. And he's like,
there would be a route where they could do a really fun tour and stop at a couple clubs here. Yeah, that'd be good. Okay, okay, all right.
Hey, man, trying to spread the word, trying to spread the effort.
And of the Kuotoa, Slubeldrip, what can we expect for... do you have troops in Slubeldrip? I feel embarrassed. I know so little about our sister city there.
Gulp's like, oh, we have fine fighters, powerful clerics of our new god, Blibli. We can be quite a fighting force in the right circumstances.
Excellent. Well, maybe my Kingsguard could help train them. Outfit the Kuotoa of Slubeldrip with new weapons, new armaments.
You see, joint practices, work on team bonding, build morale.
We do have a bit of a morale problem since our city was slowly being dorkified.
Nothing helps morale like kazoo.
The kazoos were good. Is the shitting going to happen every time?
No, that's kind of a me thing only now. I have this heavy responsibility on my shoulders.
You see, Gamey Green's like, I wish shitting was just a you thing. That's a, that's my everyday reality. I'm sorry.
Mean Gene.
Gross!
Mean Gene's like, yeah, the survivors are tired of living in Slubeldrip now, but we could definitely use any kind of training or help that the city could provide.
I'm starting a taqueria also, just putting that out there, if that could help in any way.
Delicious food, Mom, always helps people.
Food always brings morale up.
Okay, you are quite a ragtag bunch, but I don't know, I'm getting a good vibe.
It's kind of our thing. We got a lot of good vibes here.
Well, we need to start with just knowing more. Why is Krizik's Church doing this? Why go through all this to gain new followers? They've been the primary religion on Iona for centuries now. We need to find out what's going on with that storm.
Well, enter Yarno, and more specifically Kiki.
Yarno's like, I could work with the connections I've made here to kind of get some more intel.
The spy network.
The shadow.
And I guess you do see that Yarno goes to you, Theo, and he's like, hey, I know we got a lot of really big plans here, but do you want to maybe mention Brandini?
I was waiting for the time to bring that up.
Yeah, one small thing, a small favor. Before Tidugal was attacked, I had sent one of my scouts to Brandini. There was word in Brandini that Krizik's faithful have kind of set up shop there. And you can see... Actually, everybody give me an insight check real quick.
16?
10.
Kind of guidance?
18?
13.
18? You can see that there is... It's hard to read it, but it's kind of like a, like almost like an eye roll at the mention of hill dwarves. He's like, not surprising. Those hill dwarves,
King?
Yes.
If we're to be against Krizik, we can't really... you know, have this kind of infighting. If we can get the hill dwarves on our side to make sure that Krizik doesn't take over everything, as much as you may not like them, I think we all have to kind of put those differences aside, at least for the time being, to make sure that we do not get conquered by, you know, the Krizik faithful.
You can see Gulp and Gene both like nod and look at each other like, he's a good god. Wise words. And it's like interesting where like the Kuotoa here, just anytime Bleebly talks, they're like, yes. There's a lot of like nodding along.
I suppose I can put aside our different people's history in the name of the defense of our future.
Yeah, that's all I ask. After we get that done... You know, I would hope that we can garner some, you know, respect between everybody, but I understand those are long-seated issues, so I'm not looking for you guys to, you know, kiss and make up, so to speak, but, you know, look at us. We're all different in our own ways, and we're
all quite different.
And yeah, we're all trying to make this place better, not just here, but all over.
So. Gulp's just like, he is good. Not even like, what was going on there, Cosmo?
Yeah, no, I was going to try to like reinforce that with a persuasion check.
Yeah, give me a persuasion check.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And you can make with advantage because you kind of have the whole coalition here kind of at your back.
Yeah, right on. 13.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's, you kind of just back up Theo here, and you can see the king is just like moved by everyone's kind of plea of like.
Well, like, community. I was going to preface it by saying, like, you know, the tieflings in this district are sort of looked down upon, right? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, it's very much a dwarven,
yeah,
you know, all these sort of, and like the tieflings are ascended from like what could be the worst, mm-hmm. considered the worst sort of people. And like, if tieflings can come together with such an eclectic group, I think that this kingdom can put aside their differences and sort of find what it takes to ascend beyond this conflict.
World is changing very fast, but if one thing is steady, it is the bonds made between friends. So let's call it friends. And he goes to shake your hand, Theo.
Put the hand out and shake it.
Cool.
That's my fuck, god.
Yeah. I've heard it's on the pamphlet.
You already got one?
They're getting spread all around town, actually.
Excellent.
Well, we have a lot ahead of us. Let's make our preparations. I'll talk to my loyal advisors about figuring out a way that we can provide Slubledrip with armaments, weapons, training. And you boys are now heading where?
The Highlands.
Yeah, we need to go check out the Brundini Highlands, one for a friend of mine to see and make sure he's okay. And on our way here, we, hopefully this is not looked down upon, we had a couple of Krizik prisoners. We got some information that they passed through the Brundini Highlands, so we think it might be good to at least check that thread out and see, you know, how deep-seated Krizik may be there as they kind of were here. It seems, at least from my experience, they're trying to infiltrate most likely a lot of different places in different ways. So it may be, since we're not far, I assume. I can't really tell.
I was going to say, I would feel much safer knowing that whatever is going on there is under control. Brundini is directly above us, and I can't have hill dwarves threatening my kingdom with Krizik and be able to make the moves I need to make to keep this place safe.
Understood. Yeah, we would, you know, like I said, I would like there to be some peace between the two. So if we can rid the Brundini Highlands of any Krizik followers, I think that's probably the best play. What do you guys think?
Yeah, we'll liberate them.
Yeah, and especially by way of the Firebelly Dwarves might help, you know, broker some peace.
All right, well, I suppose. He takes a ring off his finger.
Fancy.
Firebelly insignia. If you meet with the leaders of the Brundini and the Hill Dwarves, tell them that peace is on the table. Show them this ring and they will know that a parlay is an option. He'll give you the ring. At least he'll give it to Glebnor here. Put it in your torso.
In yourself.
That has my seal. They'll know I mean business.
Snap.
All right. Well, I'll start organizing the tour.
Hell yeah, dude.
Schlebnor, come with me. We got to figure out where they're going to be stopping.
What's your vehicle situation, Schlebnor?
Okay, so now I have to decide, are there tour buses in there? And I think yes, because it's silly. I came by bus, so does that work for touring, or should we get a different kind of vehicle?
What the fuck is a bus? No, I'm just kidding.
That's going to be my question.
We hollowed out the carapace of a giant purple worm and put wheels on the bottom, so we kind of just cruise around in the Underdark.
Oh, hell yeah, man. We can fit so much of our gear, especially Spud's drum kit. That's probably the most cumbersome.
perfect. All right. Well, keep in touch. I want to make sure that we're all communicating and coordinating our efforts together.
Okay.
Good luck in Brindini, gentlemen. And again, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anytime.
Okay. I think we're going to kind of start.
This goes without saying, rock gnomes, but rock on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my guy.
We're going to do a little star wipe. And we're going to join our heroes in Cosmo's small apartment. What would you guys like to do? This is kind of your last day before escaping.
I whip out the kazoo. One last time, guys?
No. This apartment is freshly cleaned. But man, I can't thank you guys enough for helping me put on the best show I've ever performed at.
Hell
dude.
Yeah.
I mean, like, for real, dude. Like, I can't get over. That was the best show I've ever experienced.
You're welcome.
It's going to be a hard one to top. But you got it in you.
I believe. So
yeah,
do I.
Dude. I mean, I'm telling you guys, the word of Bleebly will be spread everywhere I go, man. This is, God, I got so much creativity and just everything I am going to put into this new project, man. Kimmy and Spud are going to, they're going to be so down with this, man. It's going to be the best. And God.
Wait, hold on. I got a gift for you. What? I'd like to, you got pliers somewhere?
Yeah, dude, I gotta. You have
give me
to
those.
Work on. Oh, okay.
I'm gonna pluck one of my scales and give it to him as a pick.
Badass.
Like strums out a couple chords and like, oh man, this sounds fucking awesome.
Oh, good. It's greased up perfectly.
Oh, dude, it's sliding off the strings like nothing ever before.
See, Reggie's like, and that's good for a guitar? I'm sorry, I don't know how... You want it wet? It's drippy. I'm just saying... That's fine. No, you guys have a moment. I'm just pointing it like, out. That's fine.
Looking at Reggie like, what, dude?
Because you only met Reggie like one time.
Yeah.
He like does not have the same like...
level of like, yeah, like camaraderie.
Yeah. You guys say to go... I'm sorry, I'll back off of this. You guys say to go...
Look, it's like a party.
I say
gift.
It sounds good, Reggie, and it sounds good.
A little parting gift.
Who's
from
the
me.
Musician here?
No, you're right. My song did not go well.
Hey, Glebnor.
Yes, sir.
Can you give Cosmo one of the pamphlets?
Way ahead of you.
Okay. Because what you should do is get copies made as you're going along, Cosmo.
Not out of paper though.
Yeah, no paper.
We don't use paper on this paperless. Religion.
What do you guys got? Something about trees or something happened?
We have
long
some
story.
Yeah,
we have some trees.
We'll tell you about it
followers.
Next time if you ask. However,
I'm down with metal pamphlets. Hell yeah!
Yeah, get some of these. You know, have them as you know. Pass them out at the concerts.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
Let everybody know. And
I'm going to present a template that has the Bleebly information on one side and a basic outline for the tour on the backside.
Yeah. Like a tour map.
He can fill the dates in as he goes.
Right on.
Yeah, there's like just all these different stops. It's like,
yeah,
like just little like drow dive bars all across the Underdark.
Yeah, you can put
stamp that on the back of some t-shirts.
You can put I was here.
It'll be a fucking collector's item, man. Like
exactly.
The people that see this show and look, dude, the word of that show is gonna spread. They're gonna know that Cosmo Kilroy was part of the biggest show in the Underdark, man, and that'll be such juice for the tour, man.
Hell yeah!
And I'm just gonna miss you guys so much.
Need
man.
A hug? Come here.
Group hug, guys.
Group hug. Don't tell anyone, but.
I think this is the first time Theo has touched me since I became the Babu goal, so I'm like extra greasy and slippery compared to when I was.
Oh, man, I gotta do one.
You can't get that in the gun.
You might want to actually put that in your gun.
You know what?
Oh yeah, can I get a tinkerer's tool check for me, Rich?
To lube it up with Toluga oil.
Talubga.
You guys really made a difference down here, all right?
That's only a 9.
Can I inspire? Or not inspire, but...
you can guidance.
Guidance.
I mean, 9 fixed the gun. But with that. So 10. Because I got right. a 1 on the guidance.
That was the lube. Yeah,
nice,
Toluga.
Nice greased up pistol.
But not on the handle.
Yeah. Right in the mechanism.
Yeah. Perfect. I would like to rifle Cosmo's cabinets because I haven't eaten since breakfast yesterday.
Go for it.
This is a brand new apartment.
Yeah,
it's been sitting for a while.
Uh-huh.
These cabinets might be a little
empty,
dusty.
Oh,
what the hell are you trying to do? Okay. What?
Wait, son, you could sneeze?
I guess so.
There is a shower of feathers in this apartment as the dust from the cabinets go into the
orifices.
The porous orifices on Glebnor. The porifices, if you will. And yeah, you finally are rid of your feather beard.
Oh, I guess I'm still hungry.
Sweep that up, I guess.
You could have just asked. Don't worry, guys. I'll make dinner.
I thought maybe he had something cool in his cabinets. You know, like
there's a vacant
rockin' food.
Rockin' food.
What, son?
What do musicians eat?
Speaking of which, you called your father stupid. How dare you?
No,
we all
no,
work
I didn't.
That out.
We don't speak to your father like that.
When did that happen?
It didn't.
When did he?
Sidebar talk.
Oh. Yeah, see, I didn't understand any of that. I don't speak that language, so.
I wasn't saying you were stupid.
Oh, yeah, son?
I was just saying.
It's like the voice of a son not trying to get punished
by
his dad.
We're not getting anywhere with the butt tuck.
I take a bottle of hot sauce out of the
mouth. Oh, God, not the sauce.
Son, I will not have you use a potty mouth. You use too many bad words.
No.
Stick out your tongue.
I put one drop.
It's so hot!
Con
it's not that hot, and I just popped the cap. I start choking it.
Yeah, con save from both of you.
We got hot sauce over there?
They got nothing to put it on.
Nah, 10!
13?
It does a little sizzling, and as you say, we have nothing to put it on. There is a knock on the door, and door swings open, and Crud is holding two, just like, it almost looks like duffel bags full of food.
Crud!
Oh, I hope this taco isn't there.
Yeah, what do we got in there, Crud?
Crud secondhand sandwiches now does takeout.
He just throws like a wet pile of food in these two bags on the ground.
Oh, there's lots of good stuff in there. We got a roast beef from last week. There's I know you like the pastrami on rye, so that's in there. Oh, and your mother did leave me these tacos.
Oh, thank God! Give me those,
Daddy. I'm sorry. Can I have a taco, please?
Yes. And I hand him the taco.
Oh, this week-old roast beef could use some hot sauce.
Oh, here you go. Just careful for the backwash.
Excuse me, what?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You're suddenly concerned about backwash?
Have I worried about any food in this campaign?
Just be careful. This is special Kuotoa hot sauce. It's incredibly spicy.
You realize I'm a devil man, right?
No, you don't understand. I watched this thing melt metal.
I have fire resistance.
Who said it was made out of fire?
You can make a con save for fun.
Con save.
Yeah, go for it.
I hope he nat wants it.
That's a dirty 20.
It's that thing of like when you eat, you know, like how I'll say this. I mean, a lot of people think they can handle hot food and then they have like Asian hot food. And it's
yeah.
Like, never mind. I can't handle that. For you, though, it's like mild hot sauce.
Yes. It's like mid, like level 5 on hot ones.
Yeah. You're just having like a casual, nice little eat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me see this. I dump it on the floor and it just starts just. I guess you can handle it. Here you go.
So good.
Actually, yeah. You see the hot sauce burns a little hole through the floor, and then you look down. You see Kiki. Yeah, you see Kiki's like, "What are you doing up there?
That's gonna come out of the security deposit."
A free?
Oh, that's true. I didn't give him the apartment for free.
God, I'm gonna have to pull another job, aren't I?
It was free. What do you mean?
Well, I guess still ruined property. You know what?
Hold on, right. I can fix this. I just like grab some of Crud's sandwiches mending. And just like
I just put my hand on the ground and cast mending.
I was gonna start filling it with Crud sandwiches.
I was so sure that fucking Gort was gonna be under that.
Make a perception check.
Is that for all of us?
Everyone can make one.
12.
Oh, I nat one.
9.
16.
He's getting better.
Only you notice him, Theo. But, like, right behind Cosmo.
How could I be down there when I'm right here?
He's getting better.
Fucking the shadow!
Looks like he wants to be your shadow.
This is the caveat of this free apartment, is I have to live with this dweeb.
Well, Glebnor, my rival, I hear you're leaving the city.
Indeed I am.
Our mysterious game we've played has really brought my skills to the forefront.
I just nat 20'd. I'd like to sneak up behind him while he's talking to me.
You know, Glebnor, you old so-and-so.
He just, like, loses track and he's talking to me. Like. Yeah.
He starts, like, monologuing while looking out the window.
Yeah, that's it.
You have a long way to go,
you bested
my
me
apprentice.
Again.
Well, Glebnor, I guess.
The game is afoot.
He dives out the window.
Oh, dude! You're going to tell
the
Kiko that wasn't me, man.
You guys can see him hobbling down the fucking alley.
Ow! 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 Oh, terrible plan. I needed to learn Featherfall before I did that, and I didn't.
God.
He could have just flew. Why didn't he just
he's a bird.
Open the window and fly?
Gort, my fucking window, man!
I got you, Cosmo. Mending again.
I love that kid.
Speaking of which, Theo, we got to talk just you and I when we get a chance.
Sidebar.
Will they respect it?
Ears are plugged.
This is my apartment.
Huh?
Yeah, but without us, you wouldn't have it.
Shit, you're right, man. You put my earplugs in from the last show.
All right. So, Theo, crazy thing I saw while you were walking and shooting that guy.
Oh, how good the shots were? Because they weren't.
Well, one of them was.
Yeah.
One of them was pretty good. No, you had a lot of dark energy. I don't know why I slipped into gulp when I said dark energy. But he's running off. He's rubbing off on me. And that had a lot of, like, God of Death feel to it.
Well, I was pretty angry because, you know, Felix was there and Felix had killed Jenry, and that kind of made me upset. And then that jackass that was Cosmo's bandmate turned Glebnor against me, and then I got stabbed, so that made me even more mad. So, like, I was kind of angry.
Yeah. I don't really know how to fully interpret that because, I mean, guns do kill, and, mm-hmm. I mean, they just go hand in hand, so... I guess you're just the god of guns and death? But we might wanna chill a little on the death. Not that we can't kill, but, you know, kill righteously.
Mean, I get what you're saying. I could work on my anger issues there. Might be a good idea.
I mean, that or we double down. We just gotta pick one.
I'm just like, hold on, maybe we don't. I wasn't respecting the sidebar. I'm sorry.
You kill Steel.
I'm really.
And then you don't respect the sidebar.
It's like eating tacos. Really putting my foot in it. It's been a while, guys. I'm sorry. I'm just really excited to be in conversation.
It's been 2 days.
If for me, it felt like a lifetime.
Hold on, Reggie.
You spent 700 years in a container.
No patience. And
I'm like, well, Reggie, since you listened in, what do you know? And what was the name of the God of Death?
You just know there are old stories about the world before the machines. Simply a figure called the Man in Black.
What do you know about... You called it a primordial god? Or like an old god?
Ancient old god.
What do you know about the ancient old god, the Man in Black?
It's a Stephen King character.
Yes.
Cosmo! Sidebar!
Reggie's like, that was Stephen Eric King, the powerful Cosmo. Mage. He's the king of all the Stevens in the land.
There's so many Stevens in that land.
Oh, actually, I'll have a Reggie a little history check here. Let's see.
Because that's what he was giving off.
Respond, Marge, key to.
And I just need to know if it's good that we just continue or if we need to check in.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. Krizik worship is strange to me. In the world I knew, Aeona had many gods. They were gods for all things. There was a god of the sun, a god of the trees and the forest. It makes sense to me that, I mean, I've never heard of this term, but there would have been a god of death.
Yeah, it tracks. All right. Let's just not get crazy with it, I guess.
How about this? You pay attention and let me know if it happens again. We'll kind of keep an eye on it and we'll
see how it goes. Kind of test the waters.
Yeah, let's just kind of keep an eye on it. We should probably let Glebnor in on it so he kind
of. You know, he's just got such a potty mouth recently.
He has.
However, I feel like he's earned that.
Smoke my pseudopod. That was great.
Yes, but suck my dick.
No, I get that. That was a little far, but
he's a loquacious little scamp.
So I don't think he's earned that information yet.
Okay, well let's put a pin in that.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie knows because he doesn't respect sidebars.
Yep.
Sorry, you guys just talk really loud. In this,
Reggie,
it's one bedroom.
it's a loft.
Like they couldn't be less private place. It's fine. I'm sorry. It's on me. I need to learn to respect the sidebar. This is like my second offense in that situation.
But yeah.
New t-shirt
just,
idea.
Just thought I'd let you know. I couldn't tell if it was like super bad or good. Couldn't really get the vibe check on it. But like that was the energy you were giving off. Like it was God energy, which is great. But, you know, old God energy.
With all these followers, I guess there will come a time where if you are to become a god, Theo, you'll have to decide what kind of god you want to be.
I mean, we've been saying guns,
It's just kind of like broad, just like a god of an object. Just, you know, it might be bigger concept.
I mean, you said there was a god of the sun. The sun's an object.
I mean, I guess.
If you want to break it down, the storm could be an object.
I think you're maybe conflating objects with like... You said there was
you said there was a god of trees.
Like the forest, nature, yeah.
Well, you said trees. You didn't say nature.
I was kind of, just...
I'm not, Reggie.
You're really catching me in weird language traps I wasn't really ready for.
Well, I haven't had my dwarvish lessons in forever.
We'll get right back on your dwarvish.
Because someone wanted to make... Vortex warp.
I didn't want to make vortex warp. It just seemed like the best way to find my friends was to start a DJ side project and then,
make it like the rather best than go action. Back to Sloopledrip.
I couldn't get the boat. It's that crag could be tough. With you guys, I don't know. It just seemed like a good time for me to start my DJ side project, Vortex.
Is this something you wanted to do for a while?
I don't know. I got kind of caught up in all the musical energy of this place.
Do you want to be a DJ?
We're okay if you do.
Yeah.
What are your dreams, Reggie?
Oh, man, no one's ever asked me before.
I turn around, I'm like, sidebar's over.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh.
I suppose my dream is
What have we been talking about?
Reggie's dreams.
I want to find out what happened to the Gear Forge, and I want to find out what happened to my home.
You and me both, buddy.
Okay.
Wow, that is actually
with a side
really
project.
Profound.
Thank you.
Side project of DJing?
Just maybe on the side. I don't know. That first night was so fun. And I
want to express myself. Sorry to keep stealing your voice.
You're doing a better voice than me. Shut up, Eric.
I think it's also Eric's a person probably here that's maybe seen Barry. So, yeah. No-ho Hank. It's on point.
Can you guys actually all make a perception check for me at this moment? As the night's kind of winding down here.
21.
13,
23.
13.
15. Sorry. 21, Glebnor. As everyone's talking, you look out the window that was previously shattered, then mended, so it's back to normal. And you can see Bouncicles is waiting outside. He has a, hobo knapsack over his shoulder. And he has a little bindle.
Daddy.
What is it, son?
Look out the window.
Too sweet.
I jump out the window.
Come on!
Cosmo, don't worry. I got one more of these.
Oh, man. It's almost like if you had slots for these kind of things, you'd use them all up.
I'm going to use the stairs.
I honestly thought you were going to jump out the window.
I thought you were going to play goo and fucking goo
you,
out of
you
the...
You fixed the hole in the floor.
See, he's like, Toluga, my good friend,
Bouncicles.
I use the last of my vacation days to make sure that I have time to get you guys out of the Underdark. But I've used all my vacation days and most of my sick days, so I can get you guys out, though. I once again, my abilities let me know all paths I have trod. I came from up top down here, so I can lead you all out and into the Brendini Highlands if that's where you were going.
You're telling me you can't...
You're telling me you can't come along?
Well, what would Doreen do?
Hire someone else?
He's the
you
only
guys are speaking Minotaur, right?
On the
yeah. Oh yeah.
I suppose we will have to cross that road when we come to it. Well, but I'm having a really great time. I mean, it was so fun going on a quest to kill that guy. That was pretty rad, and
it was honorable, Bouncer.
It felt honorable. He was a real cad. Well, I will at least get you all to the surface. At least I owe you for my grand quest and my burgeoning paladin magic. I can feel Bleebly's power flowing through me as my belief grows stronger.
Bounce, please. It's been an honor to meet you. And I'm so happy that you successfully completed your quest and achieved this oath to Bleebly that is coursing through your veins.
Well, let's maybe rest tonight and in the morning make our way to the surface.
As you guys are like walking away, Cosmo bursts through the window. He's like, "Bye, guys!"
hold on. Bouncicles, before you leave, and I take the anointing oil and I dip my thumb in.
Con save.
What is happening?
Oh, it'll be so awesome if you fail this.
14 or 16. 16.
You are not slowed. What is your anointing?
I need you to puff out your chest, Bouncicles.
Of course, the way my torso is designed is almost I have to, so yeah.
In the name and power of Bleebly, and as the Plope, I anoint thee the first paladin of Bleebly.
All right, let me make a con save for our friend here. You know, he's had some rough rolls. Let's see how we do here. With a 17. The anointing oil goes down his bull face. And as the water drips down, he goes,
I make my oath to Bleebly this day that the enemies of the God of Guns will fall by my hand.
I big hug him.
And as you go in for a big hug, there's a shattering of glass as Cosmo dives out of the window.
Oh, man, I broke it again!
But with your new wings, you don't fall to the ground. All right, so... To end Arc 2, you all make your way, you walk out of the Hellion Quarter, turn around once more to see your friend Cosmo flying in the sky.
So metal.
Everyone, thank you so much for joining us for Arc 2. We will catch you all in Arc 3 next time on Dicey Situations. And in case you were maybe like forgetting, keep it fucking dicey!
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.